Wayne Anthony Ross today had his first hearing before state lawmakers. He is Governor Sarah Palin's pick for Attorney General. Ross reiterated his opinion that Alaska should not be the only state to have the federal government managing a large part of its fish and game resources. Senate Judiciary Chairman Hollis French pointed out that the litigation on the subject has been settled and asked, "How do we unify the people now?" Ross told the Judiciary Committee that he hasn't changed his opinion, but it's not up to the Attorney General to decide the issue.
If that's your decision, that would be my job to do what I can to get management back. But my job is also to support the Constitution of Alaska, and that provides that the resources belong to everyone. So I would not want to get the resources back by amending our Constitution, for example.
Ross said that resources can be managed so people don't go hungry, but French countered with the federal mandate that subsistence use is based on place of residence and only rural residents have a subsistence right. But Donnie Olson of Nome said he was prepared to vote against Ross's confirmation. He said Ross's way of thinking is the reason that natives had to go 5,000 miles to Washington, D.C. to have their rights protected.
I've had torrents of emails and torrents of communication stating that they have difficulty with your appointment. Now, in the light that, and this is not what I said, this is an allegation that came from me, is that as an appointee looking for confirmation, the answers will be there to placate the legislature until the confirmation is over, and then the war will really start.
Ross says subsistence could have been handled a long time ago if people had been willing to work together. He said Alaskans need to work together to come up with a solution.
I want to be the advocate for Alaska, and I want to work with people that we can face outward and fight the people that don't like what we're doing in Alaska. I don't want to get into a battle between Alaskans again. We did that years ago.
The House Judiciary Committee will meet with Ross Friday afternoon. The confirmation vote is scheduled for next week. Tribal leaders across Alaska are also expressing concerns about his stance on subsistence and tribal authority. Ken Johns is the president and CEO of the Otna Native Corporation in South Central Alaska. Johns says he was surprised that Governor Palin selected Ross. Johns says Ross has a long history of opposing Alaska Native rural subsistence priorities.
And he's always been considered as on the other side. And, you know, when you have state-appointed officials, I think they should be, a person who would look on both sides and, you know, have not really a set view on one side or the other.
Johns says the Attorney General's position has a lot of legal power, and it's problematic if that person comes to the job with an oppositional mindset to issues that are important to Alaska Natives. Alaska Federation of Natives co-chair Tim Tawarik says he's resigned to the fact that Ross will probably be confirmed. But he says because of the state's position that does not recognize tribal sovereignty, he is troubled by the confirmation.
They claim to be protecting the state's sovereignty. And in their view and my understanding of their view, they think that the state of Alaska is the only one that has any sovereignty in the state and not the tribes. The federal government, because of all the treaties that they've had historically, do recognize tribes in Alaska as on a government-to-government basis, and the state will not accept that.
Tawarik says he would like to see Alaskans have an opportunity to vote on a constitutional amendment that would bring the state's constitution in line with a federal subsistence mandate of rural preference in times of shortage.